You're listening to eBay Radio. Join us in the chat room if you think you can stand honesty, openness, and eccentricity. If not, just listen to the show and forget the chat room. We're easy. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Small businesses have always been the heart of eBay, and now eBay is celebrating these enterprising entrepreneurs with the Shine Awards, eBay's first ever Small Business of the Year Awards, for which the voting phase has just begun. Now, here now to tell us all about it is Annie Loupartis. Sorry, Annie. She's eBay's Director of Global Engagement. Annie, please give us the quick recap of what's happened with the Shine Awards so far.
Well, we're super excited. The program has been really successful. We've had a ton of interest from sellers. We actually had over 1,300 submissions from sellers all over the country and all over the map in terms of size, pretty much from every state. And, you know, we've got sellers in almost every category. So we had a huge amount of fun kind of narrowing all the submissions down to our top 15, and those 15 just went live yesterday. So go and vote at ebay.com/shineawards.
And who selected the category winners?
So we had an internal team of folks at eBay that narrowed the 1,300 down to the 15. And from here, the 15 are up for a public vote. So the voting public and the eBay community, buyers, sellers, anybody who wants to, family and friends can come and vote for those 15. And those winners from the public vote will become the category winners in all five categories. And then we have a panel of expert judges, a couple of eBay people and a couple of non-eBay people, sort of seasoned small business and e-commerce veterans that are going to be selecting our grand prize winner.
This is so cool. Can you tell us again what the categories are? We've grouped these into five categories, correct?
Sure. Yeah, there are five categories. We've got woman-owned business. We've got growing business, and that's really everything from kind of revenue growth to adding employees to sort of, you know, either recent hockey stick growth or sort of slow, steady, but very strong growth over time. We've kind of looked at across the gamut at sort of different definitions of growing. Global business, so we can see sort of the percentage of sales that some of these sellers do internationally, and some of them are really staggering.
Yeah.
So we've got a global business category. I'm sure people know it's a huge reason a lot of sellers use eBay is for that global reach. We have a charitable business category, and you know, as Griff knows, it's like a huge part of kind of eBay's heart and soul. A lot of sellers over the years have contributed through the eBay for Charity program and sometimes just kind of on their own to support their community. So we've got some great, really powerful stories in the charitable business category. And then family business. A huge amount of eBay sellers actually are in business with their husbands and wives, and a lot of the times are passing their business on to their children. So we've got some great stories in there, too.
So how do we vote and how often?
Vote
it's
early.
The Chicago thing. Yeah,
vote early, vote often.
Vote early, vote often is exactly right. So voting opened yesterday. Again, it's at ebay.com/shineawards. And you can actually vote every day until voting closes on July 11th. And your vote can count once a day, every day from yesterday, June 20th, all the way through July 11th. So, you know, our sellers, all 15 of our finalists have been out on social media trying to get out the vote and campaign hard. And you know, those votes, every vote counts.
So we can vote five times each day, once in each category?
That's correct.
Ah, okay. That's good.
I like this.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Okay. And every day up until what date?
July 11th is when voting closes.
Okay.
So is that the day that we announce the winners? If not, when?
No. So we've got a little bit of time in between July 11th and when we announce the winners. I think everybody, all the listeners know we're hosting a big party in Las Vegas
at
the end of July.
Oh, yes, right.
We've been talking about that just a little bit.
Let me clear my calendar.
So we will be announcing the winners at that event, and actually all 15 of the finalists are able to join us in Las Vegas. So we're going to bring them all up to the stage, treat them like the royalty that they are, and then announce all of the category winners and the grand prize
winner. Is that going to be during what I call the gala? Is that
not sure?
Thursday?
I don't think so. No, I think it's before then.
The 28th is Thursday.
It is Thursday, the 28th.
But it's not during the gala.
Okay.
What is that? The party?
Yeah. That night. Yeah.
It's just before.
Oh,
okay. Just the last session, just before the party.
So I'm curious. Will there be a swimsuit competition for this or talent?
Maybe next year.
Okay.
Next year.
And will they all
and
be
only if you apply, Griff?
What are the prizes?
Will they all be in heels?
You'll have to ask them yourself.
I'm here to represent the children. I think they're our future. Thank you very much.
What are the prizes?
The prizes are great. They're obviously cash. Everybody loves cash. So all of the category winners are getting $5,000 in cash.
It's each winner in each category
gets a $5,000 prize. And then in addition to that, the grand prize winner gets $10,000. So it doesn't... If you are a category winner, you don't have to be a category winner in order to be the grand prize winner. You can actually win both.
Oh, okay.
And if you win both, then you get $15,000.
Oh, fantastic.
Remember, you're in Las Vegas and not to sit at the tables.
That's right.
Well, please.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a
easy
bunch
come,
of
easy go, right? Or there's, hard come. It's hard to get, right?
That's right. I should say there's a bunch of other prizes, too. It's not just cash. So
we're
giving you anchor store subscriptions, free anchor store subscription on eBay, and a bunch of marketing. So I don't know exactly what the specs are, but we'll be giving you, I think the grand prize winner gets an include in a buyer email out to like millions of buyers, which is great promotion,
yikes,
obviously. And then they all got professional photo shoots, and they're going to get some video done of them. The winners will get some video done of them. So, yeah.
So
total fun.
It must have been very interesting because you mentioned that you'd gone through a thousand of them or so.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been very interesting to be on that committee and to read all those stories. Is there one thing that stands out in your mind that you could say about all of the stories you read?
It was so eBay. I mean, it was such a great cross-section of, you know, the fabulous stories that we have. I think the thing that struck me the most was the diversity of types of businesses, of types of people, of the reasons that people got into their businesses. We got these really powerful stories all across the board. Some really touching and moving, some just like these incredible stories of people who started businesses when they were in college and ended up, you know, having kind of hockey stick growth, right? Like,
what is hockey stick growth?
I know I've said it twice.
You have, and we don't know what it means.
Look at a graph.
Well, yeah, look at a hockey stick, and it kind of just goes up and to the right really fast.
So you're on the bottom, and that's the bottom of the stick, and suddenly, blam!
Boom, there you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a graph term.
New one on me. Okay.
That was an intense day, by the way.
What was an intense day?
The day of going through and reviewing all of the entries and picking the folks for each category.
Were you on the committee, Griff?
I was supposed to be there all day. I was there for part of the day because it was kind of busy, but it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. They did an amazing job.
So then the grand prize winner, the $10,000 winner, is going to be chosen from the five finalists?
Not necessarily.
No, it could be somebody else.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's any of the 15. Any of the 15
any
could be
of
chosen.
The 15.
Yeah, exactly, as the grand prize winner. But the only difference is the grand prize winner is selected by this expert committee of judges.
Guess.
And then the category winners are just public vote.
Okay. It's a little complicated, but it's not anywhere near as complicated as, for example, Democratic Party primaries.
That's true.
That's right.
It's a lot easier
to vote for the Shine Awards than it is to vote for the president.
Right. There are no superdelegates in this case.
Right.
So
I know they've done this in Canada every year, but they call it the Entrepreneur Award, eBay Entrepreneur Award, I think.
Entrepreneur of the Year, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So why did you choose to call it the Shine Awards instead of Entrepreneur of the Year? Just out of curiosity.
You know, we wanted to have a little fun with it, and I think, you know, we like the idea, you know, so many of the entries that we saw are just these people that are, you know, really kind of shining bright and rising up, and we wanted to, inject a little bit more kind of fun and, you know, flavor into the awards. And we've actually gotten great reception on it. People like it.
Yeah, we also discovered that the brand Darkness Awards didn't sell very well.
That's
no,
right.
It wouldn't.
That's right.
It's really caught on. So as a kind of catchword, Shine Awards has now become part of the eBay lexicon.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to be at the event?
Me, personally?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good. So you're going to be announcing, who's going to announce the winner?
That is a great question. I think, no, we think it's going to be Hal. We're not 100% sure.
That'd be excellent.
We're still kind of working through the particulars, but I think Hal's going to be.
He'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be
good. He's been really supportive of the program.
I'll say.
Yeah. In fact, you saw on Friday's all, he, you know, we had a big employee meeting on Friday and he spent 15 minutes talking about the finalists and how excited he was about the award. So I think he'd be a great.
I've been here for 20 years and I have to say our execs have all shown a commendable level of dedication and interest in customers. Mm-hmm. No one comes near Hal.
Nobody.
I've never seen anyone so customer obsessed.
Yeah.
He's out there looking for customers to talk to.
Yeah.
Never
as
seen
well he
like
should
this.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't do that.
And he is a customer.
He's totally
become a customer. Yeah. He's like, you know, got his top rated status
he
now.
He did.
And
that's right.
He's, you know, learning all of the, you know, great things and sometimes tough things about being a seller.
I have to say, if there's one good reason, and there's so many, to go to the eBay Open event, it's so that you can become friends with Hal.
There you go.
I mean, that, to
that's
me,
how we're
going to
market it.
Exactly. Be a friend
so
of Hal's.
So the people who buy from him, they don't realize who he is.
They do. So he puts his business card in everything he sells. He does, yeah.
That's great.
Well, okay. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Really.
Well, so you can start voting now. Where do we go to vote?
Yep, you can start voting now. It's at ebay.com/shineawards. And it's really easy. I mean, you have to put in your email address and, just cast your votes. Again, as Griff said, vote early, vote often.
Annie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Annie.
And we'll talk more about this as time goes on before the event.
Great.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Next up, open phones at 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.